As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I think I'm... Good morning.
Leave it to Coolio or Weird Al.
Weird Al. I'm actually getting pretty excited about that Weird Al docuseries with Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter's playing Weird Al.
Be kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's whole story is interesting. The only thing I didn't, I can't remember if I mentioned this before, but the only thing I didn't like Weird Al that he did was that horrible movie he made. What was that? UVH or something? You remember that one where it's the TV station?
I kind of briefly saw it.
Unfortunately, I love Weird Al, but it's almost like he had to try too hard to do, I don't know. It's just, compared to most of his stuff. It's just
it's not be good because it doesn't stick out in my memory.
No, it's really out of all the Weird Al stuff, like that's bottom of the barrel. I love him dearly, and I'll never say that to his face because I don't want to hurt his feelings because he seems like a really nice guy, but not good, not good.
He's come.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is the Plan B Morning Show, 7:44. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring now, by the way? You want to start a great career with a company that wants to grow with you, has great starting pay, awesome benefits? Well, look no further than special-lite.com and get started on that new career right here in Southwest Michigan with Specialite. Your topic for today, what's something that makes you cringe?
Oh, boy. I'll just kick it off with anything on Facebook stories. I'll leave it at that. You know.
Boy, you are painting with a broad stroke there, Hunter. I like that.
That's a good bold brush, though.
I like it.
Tell you what.
I like it.
I think about it. Anything good on there?
Yeah.
No,
there's
a bunch of people.
No, there's
love
not.
Themselves.
I was trying to be positive. There's not a single good thing on there. Nothing.
It's incredible. Well, incredible that like the people don't notice either. Like, I should post every day.
No, there is
good every day.
The problem is the good stuff is just drowned out. All right, it's completely overshadowed by people twerking or doing stupid trick shot video. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
It's always like a filtered photo of like you looking out the window with some quote. I tell you what though, if I ever
hear this in a story, I'll watch it. I'll watch that one. That one I'll watch. Usually it's someone falling
to their death.
You know what I wanted to do, but I don't know how to do video editing. That video of that lady getting hit in the face with the basketball.
Basketball.
As it's flying towards
slow
your face.
Slow motion.
Great.
I got a second one.
Oh, go for it. Things that something that makes you cringe.
And you're gonna latch onto this one too. Basically, any of my senior photos, dude. I look at any of my senior photos. I'm like, damn, dude. What do you do? Did I choose that pose?
Oh, buddy.
Did the photographer tell me like to put my hand that way?
Oh,
I don't
buddy.
Think he did.
You know, I appreciate you calling yourself out, and I will jump on there with you. Because I have one right here in the studio, and I have to see it.
Holding onto
the branch with my arm leaning, or my head leaning on my arm.
Oh, my God. And, what up, Dawson?
Pretty much exactly
what that photo
I'm
was.
Wearing an American Eagle white button-down shirt and some carpenter pants, frosted tips, and a gold chain with a cross on it. I don't want to wait. We need to call ourselves out on that. Good call.
You know what? I'm so glad this didn't happen, but my dad had a buddy that had a Ferrari, right? And I begged this guy for like months. I'm like, hey, I'm getting my senior pictures. Can I take some pictures with your Ferrari? Like it was mine. Like people would ask later in the life. I was like, hey, was it your Ferrari? No.
Instead, you got a photo with an Acura.
Acuras are really nice.
Acuras are really nice.
They're really nice. Damn it.
I wanted a Ferrari senior picture.
It's just like the mind behind it, though. I'm like, what some of the things you did in high school, some of the interactions, some of the ways you talk to people, you're just like.
Honestly, I think maybe that'll be one of my answers is just thinking back to younger me and the cringe. Like, oh, man. And I know you're young and dumb. You don't know any better.
Yeah,
but
you know, you're trying hard. You really tried, you know, and it's.
Yeah.
It's basically just chasing girls. You do a lot of things to chase girls that
you know, unfortunately,
probably wouldn't do these days.
I had a really cheesy car photo senior picture. I told you about
is this
mine.
The one in front of your Charger where you're leaning down with like the Jesus pose?
I'm not leaning down. I'm squatting down like on the cover of an 80s rap album, okay? I'm kind of making a diamond with my hands, like my fingers are just lightly touching. And then my car is in the background, and the road kind of goes up to a hill because it's like, that's my future, and that's where
I'm going. That's where you just drove from. I stopped here on the road so I could walk. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, so basically me up until probably like 25, just cringe.
Oh. Yeah. Dude, there's so many stories.
Yeah. I think we just need to stop. Because, look, we barely have people hanging on right now to this show.
What was the one where that girlfriend was coming back to your farm or something? Like, you poured water on you and took it.
No, why are you making me do this? Come on now.
You made it look like you were, like, working out and sweaty or something.
My girlfriend from college was coming to break up with me. That's what we decided.
You were trying to impress her.
So when she pulled up, I had already worked up a good sweat, okay? And
that was from the hose. You just sprayed.
No. I sat in my car with the heat on in the summer to really get a good sweat going. And I was in some tight jeans and work boots and gloves. And I was for some reason, I was moving cinder blocks from the back of the shed to the front of the shed. All right.
It looks like you only moved one when she showed up.
Oh, sorry. I was just in the middle of moving these heavy bricks. Oh, look at me.
Where's the rest of them?
Look at me. I'm so sweaty. Look at me glistening.
This is a Ron Burgundy situation right there.
Look at me glistening in the sunshine. My tan body.
I moved over 1,000 if you didn't notice.
If you didn't know. You know what? We only brought up one story of yours. You didn't need to bring in two of mine.
Sorry, I had to justify me.
I don't want to wait for this one.
Dawson, you got one?
Good answers. Yeah. Something that makes me cringe. Something that is when I see people arguing in public, all right? When you know, like, or you over kind of hear the tones and you're like, oh, no, oh.
Dude, I'll just walk away.
Like, I can't. And even if it's like, well, one, if you don't know the people, that's not as bad. But if it's like friends and they're arguing in public, you're like,
oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what? I'll be at a bar with a buddy and his wife will come charging in, dude. I'm gone. Check, please.
Hey, you've DJed a lot of weddings. You ever seen people argue at the weddings? Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, dude. You know what it is? It's free booze. Oh. Open bar, dude. You get like 2 hours into it, and then, dude, the demons come out in some people.
Like, and there's points, too. I think even just...
It's always like a sister of the bride, too. It's like somebody important in the wedding. You know, you're like, no.
It might even be just people, even if they don't know each other, people arguing in public. It makes me cringe. I'm like, oh, God, just stop. Because I'm such a non-confrontational person. Like, even if you're doing something that really bothers me, I'll under my breath, I'll be like, oh, look at this jackass. But, like, so whenever people, like, have disagreements in public, I'm just, ooh, I ball up real quick.
I think it's different in different situations. Like if they're like next to each other arguing, it's like, oh, are they going to fight?
Yeah.
But if they're like yelling at each other across the street,
that's
kind of funny.
That's funny because neither one of them want to actually fight.
Man.
Yeah. No. F you, man. It's like that video. It's like that video of those two old guys just flipping each other off across the street. Like, that's hilarious. But when they're like right up in it, it's like, oh, God.
They might start fighting here.
What's going to happen? The only other thing that makes me cringe is when someone in a diesel truck rolls smoke. And I know we got people listening right now. That probably do you do it in the Jeep, Hunter?
The Jeep doesn't roll. It's we got it
rolling coal, bro. That makes me cringe.
We don't have it to where it's like clouds of black smoke coming out.
Just
of this thing.
I get it when
it
you're
runs
just shifting.
Pretty clean.
Yeah, that's good.
Thing.
Killing the birds. That's great, Hunter.
You know what is killing is my wife who sits in the passenger seat.
That's true. It's on the other side.
Dude, I'm serious. The other day, we went for a ride in the diesel Jeep for like a full day ride. She got home and took some tissue, like wiped her forehead. I'm like,
she looked like a coal miner, man. That's what it was.
You just see these big white teeth and white eyes. That was a good time, wasn't it?
Hey, you got a little smuts on your face. No, it's when you got the guys that are like at a stoplight and then they take off and they just are it just makes me. And I love vehicles. Okay, I love.
Please,
I love
if you're holding on to the brake at the same time, just so you're rolling smoke in one spot. Yeah, just rolling coal, man.
Just stop it. Just please stop. It makes me cringe. I'm not. Just stop it.
Come on, isn't that manly, Brock?
No, it's not.
Killing the environment.
It's about as manly as me squatting down on a road with my car in the background.
You know what? It's not manly at all. You know what's not? $5.99 a gallon. You don't see too many people rolling coal anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's right there.
Save
no,
that fuel.
No, if you did it when it was $2 a gallon, you better do it now, all right?
Yeah.
Tough guy. We got some great answers on Facebook. What's something that makes you cringe? Ben said, I was pranked with this video when it came out. Two girls, one cup. Ooh.
Mm.
Oh.
I never saw it.
I don't know if cringe or violently ill.
Did you see it?
I did, unfortunately.
God, you watched it? Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah. No one. If you're someone... I never understood.
Like people, they're like, oh, shit, that's the worst. But I'm like, you watched the whole thing, though.
If you are someone who watched the whole thing, then that's cringe right there. No, you should have got to that first, honestly, like the first 30 seconds, and you should have shut it right off.
Yeah, I knew what it was, so I'm like, why would I watch it?
Yeah, but at this point, yeah, I understand the late 90s when it first came out, early 2000s, you got tricked into it. I get it. I think I downloaded mine off of LimeWire and ruined that one computer.
Yeah, let's move on from that.
If you're looking for something to watch later. Let's see. Matt said people that slurp on coffee or hot soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's like Billy Madison at the table in the beginning of the movie.
Carl, good to see
Hello,
you.
Daddy.
No gibberish at the table, Billy.
Yabba-doo. Scott had a good one. Something that makes him cringe. Gruesome sports injuries. Good answer.
Oh, man, dude, he's right.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's the worst one for me is? And this is, I'm telling you, everybody's going to cringe. And it's happened in the NFL. It's happened. I've seen it a few times. When somebody gets their knee snapped backwards.
Oof.
Like a quarterback gets tackled right there. Wham! It goes back.
See the person on the post. Yeah, the horse pose, the horse, like, see that person on the trampoline that bends away they shouldn't? Yeah. What was, two, 3 years ago, the basketball player that snapped
Dude,
his leg?
Snapped his leg and the bone was sticking out.
Oh, is that cringy?
He's just sitting there, he's holding it, look at it. Camera guy's, like, zooming into it, like, dude. Go to commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was brutal, dude.
Now, let's see that in instant replay. No, please don't.
Slow-mo. 4K slow-mo. You got, like, 9 different angles. We got Madden circling it with the Foxcadoodle.
Boom.
You got it right.
Here's a guy that'll never walk again.
And
boom.
And then he got the bone right here sticking out. And hey, that guy's not playing again.
His career's over. Boom.
That guy. Boom. Freight train.
A good answer. Let's see. Mike said hearing Hunter say dude like he's still in high school.
Shut up.
Hey, you know what, dude? Dan? You know what? No, dude.
You know, I type it, too.
No, Hunter, don't you feel bad about that. Dude is the perfect. I call everyone dude. I call everyone dude.
Well, what's that guy's name?
Mike. Mike Boswell.
Hey, Mike. Probably all proper, aren't you?
Hey, dude.
Your nose up in the air. Come on. What up, dude?
Yeah. Come on, dude. Let's see. Let's see. Randy said waking up.
I say man a lot, too. Man. I say man a lot.
That's because you're high a lot, so.
is that what it is? Amen.
Amen.
Don't say it like that.
You got the crystals, man. Yeah. Randy said waking up makes him cringe. That's a good answer. I like that. Every time. Like, what am I doing?
Not good, Randy.
Jesse said the Barney intro that Brock refuses to get rid of. I ain't getting rid of it. You sons of bitches.
You know what? Who was that? What was her name?
No, that was Jesse. That was Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, I'm going to sneak into the studio one day and I'm getting rid of that thing. Permanently deleting it.
Never going to happen. I got multiples. Okay. I got copies, buddy boy.
You know,
I got copies.
I will contact Barney himself. He will sue you if you play that one more time.
Let's see. Whitley said something that makes him cringe when Brock says he's average height. All right, why don't you go do some squats, Whitley? How about that?
I knew a bird son of a bitch. Was coming.
Yeah. I am. I'm average height. You know what? I'm looking it up right now. Average male height.
He's going to prove himself.
5'9". Okay. I'm an inch shorter than the average height.
See, but that's not average.
I think that's wrong. That's not right.
Look it up at everybody.
That's not right. All right. What's average penis size? Maybe I got something there.
You're an inch short of that, too, if not multiple.
Boy,
yeah, how is it just looking up at everybody else?
I feel like we were personally attacked on this one, Hunter. I don't know why, but I feel like you and I got put through the ringer on this one.
How with you, listeners?
I don't want to wait. We're allowed to be here. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. This show makes us cringe. Good God. The